This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, my sisters and brothers from all around the world, welcome to For a Better Life. This is Arab English Radio. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well. Welcome to another session of Literature Engaged with the Religion. It's been some sessions that we've been quite preoccupied with literature and religion. We came across some very interesting points regarding manners, regarding the power of the poets and the writers of literature of Ashura. And right now, again, we're going to consider another point which can be derived from these pieces of literature. So there is this poem that I would read it for you. You, of course, know Rubab, the wife of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She's been a mother of that six-month baby who's been also slaughtered on the hands of his father with full brutality. And those cruel predators killed him in the very prime of his childhood. He has been slaughtered on his father's hand, having done no crime and no sin. So at the very prime of his childhood. So the mother of this little baby must be very devastated. And the feeling that she has in her heart, of course, is beyond description. And no one can say that they fully understand what she has been through. But these poets and these writers usually make it very clear for us. At least they give us some hints about how the situation was like. We have been hearing a lot about her character, that she was such a devoted wife, that even after she was fully aware that her son has been murdered, slaughtered, she didn't come to see her little baby because she didn't want her husband to feel sorry and ashamed, because she knew that her beloved Imam is going through too much of pain already, and she didn't want to add to that much of sorrow that he had already in his plate. Therefore, we have always known her for her devotion, for her kindness, and for the modesty she had toward her Imam, who was already her husband. Now, poet has made a poem, as I just told you, to give us a hint about how she felt, actually bringing her emotions into some words. These are just the translation of the Arabic version, and I'm going to read the English one, actually the translation. Of course, you know that when a piece of a work goes through translation, it might lose so much of its originality, and it would no longer be the same as it was once, but still it would convey the same meaning. So the Arabic version is much more beautiful, I would confess, but the English one is already a good translation as well. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, والحمد لله الله الله. This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. الله الله والحمد لله يا الله سبحان الله الله. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. الله يا الله سبحان الله. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir. He's writing this poem like this. Rubab, the wife of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is speaking after the incident of Ashura, after the tragedy of Ashura has happened. She says, "He who was a light shining is murdered, murdered in Karbala and unburied. Descendant of the Prophet, may God reward you well. May you be spared judgment on the day when deeds are weighed. For you were to me as a mountain solid in which I could take refuge. And you treated us always with kindness and according to religion. Oh, who shall speak now for the orphans, for the petitioners? By whom shall all these wretched be protected? In whom shall they take refuge? I swear by God, never will I wish to exchange marriage with you for another. No, not until I am covered, covered in the grave." And on another occasion, Rabab said, "Oh, Hussein, never shall I forget Hussein. Pierced by the spears of his enemies, he whom they abandoned in Karbala, may God now never water the plains of Karbala." So you can see that the poet brings these words into the page and make us familiar with the feelings that Rubab was going through. As we can see that she said that he was the mountain that I took refuge in him. So from now on, whom do we have as our shoulders? As you can see, she does not talk about her mournings, her pains, everything that she's going through. On the contrary, she's just talking about the loss of her husband. And most of the time it's like this. And the gatherings, I would go through those mourning poems that the lecturers usually use to take us through that battlefield and make us witness whatever happened to those people in there. The poems that come from Rubab are the kind of poems that she talks of her love for the loss of her husband. That is mostly the thing that happens. And the loss of the baby is usually described through the mouth of his father. So, and we have it also that in future when she goes to Mecca, when they're back to Medina, she refuses to go inside the house. And when everybody asks her why she does not get away with that son, with that very harsh son of Medina, she replies that my loved one, my imam, has been put in that field for 3 years, uncovered underneath that very harsh sun. So how shall I go back to home and sit in a shadow? So just as I told you, it's the matter of devotion of a wife to her husband that's been totally clear. In this poem, you could get the whole devotion of a wife that's been suffering a great loss. Losing that very, very young baby is such a drudgery for a mother. But still, she manages to talk of her own loss of her husband. So compared to the loss of her husband, maybe she feels like she had a thing in her hand to sacrifice in front of her husband, and she has done it full-heartedly. And that's it, the devotion of a wife to her husband. And the stories of Karbala usually are like this. They're full of passion and emotion, and love is everywhere in these stories. It's all about love and how they show different images of it. So this is all the time that we got for today's episode. Again, thank you very much for staying with us, and thank you for your attention.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. every shade of palm, every closed hand.